Karabi meaning low tide turning.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
Karabi.
So
the tide's cut out.
One way we could say, oh, demo mobile kanan. We're like, where does mobile sit down kaya? And you go, oh, over there. But if you say, where's Karabing? Well, it's just the tide's out. So it's just like an idea of what you've been saying, Rex, before, connecting everybody to one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connecting everyone. Tide goes out, we meet a lot. We walk across other people, area. Then we go hunting as well when the tide's out.
Like the idea behind it is like coming together
with the tide.
As we go on, we sort of fight for our land as well. And then we make film and we say, oh, you know, this, whatever is in that film is true about mining, people.
Our sacred sites.
Listening to our sacred site, we want to protect that
for future generations to come. Yeah,
and same as mining, because we don't want people to go and mine, because there's our, we got sacred site there again, you know.
From the beginning of making the first film, Karabin, really happy and like really exciting making movies.
But a little bit nervous
as well. Yeah, with a big camera and all that, sitting like really doing close-up shooting and all that, sort of made us really nervous and a bit shy as well. But as we were like shooting that film, we were just like normal and like everyday conversation. We was like talking to each other. Yeah, talking about our country and land and all that.
Drinking.
Yeah.
We're becoming role model now, because a younger generation kid now will think about it, and will be more higher than us. Probably will take up and take it more higher to that next level type of thing.
Yeah.
Like everybody, when we first started, everybody been homeless and
homeless.
Oh, like
living in government houses, overcrowded and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. People always be complaining, like neighbors and all that. And eventually, government people always kicked us out, and we became homeless. So we moved back to our homeland country. Yeah. So, and we like started off scratch from there. That's how we became Karabin. When we was living at the bush,
that's right.
At our home country.
Yeah,
like then, and ever since we made the, made movies, it's sort of build our confidence up and give us strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we sort of like fight back for our land and our sacred site.
Yeah. We were down at Melbourne and we were sitting, Jojo was there. Were you?
Yeah, that too, Lana.
Yeah, and they said, What's your movie film influence? And everybody went quiet, and finally Joe just said, well, I like Brand New Day. And then Suntu said, I like Bourne Conspiracy.
Yeah.
No, Suntu.
No, Suntu Bede?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll forget which
main real name.
Oh, sorry. Another Rex. Rex Singh.
And music?
Popular song is Fifth Harmony, Lil Mix, Chris Brown, Tiger, and who else? Katy Perry and all, Rihanna and all them mob, yeah. Yeah.
Bloody
hell, music.
Hip hop mob, yeah.
Yeah, sort of the same. We listen to like radio, especially. Yeah.
Jimmy Barnes,
yeah.
That's the big Jimmy Barnes man.
Yeah, sometimes Elvis Presley. Actually.
How did you get Beth get in touch with these guys?
Ooh. Pretty long time.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 1984, and I had just gotten a philosophy. So there you go. I was a philosopher, and this Gavin's grandma and your parents and we're all alive, and I grew up in the bush, in the, we say woods in Louisiana, in the swamp. So I loved it. They would like, oh, no, white people don't do what we do. And I said, oh, I do it. So we'd go out hunting, and after a year, I was supposed to, my visa was up, and the older women and men were involved in the Kembe land claim. And by law, if you're indigenous in the Northern Territory, you have to be represented by a lawyer and an anthropologist. And so they came up, Pinbin, Rugerman, Raylene Blaine, grandmother. Yeah. They all came up and they said, why don't you be our lawyer? And I said, oh, I'm not going to be a lawyer. So then they said, what about anthropologist? And I said, I don't know what that is. So they said, well, you can figure it out. So since 84, I've been going, I don't know, 2, 3, 5, 6 times a year. Yeah. Gavin, I first met him when he was like 3 months. You were just crawling.
Yeah.
You know, so like you and I, you're a little younger than me, Rex. So we've known each other 34 years.
Yeah.
And
so we like grow up together, yeah.
Yeah, we grow up like together. It. Yeah, this is my
family.
Really,
family.
Family.
100%, actually.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely, for sure.
So, you know, we've been doing stuff together, all kinds of things together, and then when they became homeless because of a riot in the community, you know, I said, oh, of course I'll come out with y'all, and then when people started thinking of let's make GPS and then film media stuff, it was like, okay, let's all do it, because we've done things together for a long time. So it's like I was made from them, and thus I'm obligated to them.
How do you think the next 30 years will be?
Oh, how old you're going to be that 30-year time? 70, what will you be, 80? 80? You're going to be 80, Rex?
Yeah, I'll be 80.
You'll be 80.
Then if I make it to 80.
Yeah.
Make the best of it.
Make the best of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've done all kinds of things. So I say whatever we want to do, we try to figure out how to do it. How to
do it? Just make it happen.
Make it happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll achieve certain things on the way up to 80 or up to 90.
Yeah. What would you like to achieve? More films?
Film, and then building up my
outstation.
Grandfather, my thing, outstation, and yeah, sort of then start stretching out to a certain area, getting younger kids to know about my grandfather and my father's mother country, making film and bringing all the country and countrymen together.
Yeah. Spiritually and what but like long as I keep ancestors alive, like keep on telling our stories, like pass it on to our next generation kids. Yeah.
In the world.
In the world. Yeah. Long as it doesn't die out.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. That's the main thing.